You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
We're on to Cincinnati.
It's my team. It's my quarterback.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Hello? You play to win the game.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
And on the way up, we're going to buy the kneecap off.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
How can you not be romantic about football, man?
How could you not be romantic about another episode of Benched with Bonetta? Happy Tuesday, everybody. We are recording this on Monday, October 31st. And if you saw literally any piece of my social media on Sunday, you will know that I wore a bald cap for about 6.5 hours. I was in the makeup chair at an ungodly hour, getting every single piece of hair tucked away and glued down. I am still finding pieces of glue behind my ears. I have some bald spots. So I am actually slowly but surely turning into Brian Daboll. If you have not seen these pictures, please do me a favor. Don't let that bald cap go to waste. Go and look at my Instagram. I think I pulled it off, you guys. I think that I pulled off Brian Daboll. Graver, what did you think? Did I tell you? Okay, I was this close to being Scott Hansen. I was this close to being Scott Hansen because he would have been very fun. He's got so many little mannerisms and so many quotes and so many lines that I could have just said all day long, but I wanted to go. Something was urging me to go bald. I just needed the bald cap on my head.
Yeah, the witching hour would have really added to the Halloween-ness of Scott
it's
Hansen.
The witching hour.
But no, your Brian Daboll was just phenomenal. I mean, probably the best costume I've seen, at least in years, definitely this year.
Really appreciate that.
Fantastic work.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, thank you, buddy. Really good. I know Irv was very disturbed. Michael Irvin was very disturbed. He's like, you should just go to a bar and see if you can pick up a woman like that. Just like see who's desperate enough to holler at your boy Rachel Bonetta as Brian Daboll. Okay, guys, somebody else that goes all out on Halloween, and I so respect him for this, and the whole show does it. We have him on every single week. It is Kyle Brandt, and he blew me away with this one. So let's see what he had cooking on Halloween. KB, the very first thing I want to ask you about is the Howie Long. I don't know if we actually said this on the podcast last week, but we were definitely talking about it behind the scenes. We were like, it's gotta be Howie Long. You said you've had a barber for a very long time, and he was afraid to actually cut your hair. Walk us
my
through
guy,
this,
Joe.
This transformation. Yeah. Yeah,
wouldn't do it. I walked in there. Joe's cut my hair for years. I walked in there. I showed him a picture of Howie Long. I said, I want this. And he goes, no, really, what are we doing? And I'm like, Joe, I'm not kidding. I want a flat top. And he was ready. He was prepared to lay down his shears. He said, I don't think we should do this. I don't really feel comfortable doing it. You don't want to do this. And I'm like, Joe, it's not a tattoo. It's just a haircut. It'll grow back.
Yeah.
And he did it yesterday. So it was nice and fresh for the Monday
show. Oh, a clean cut. He like lays it down. He retires for the rest of his life. He's like, this is a step too far. What did Howie say? Has he messaged you? Approved?
Yeah, I went out and, you know, Kyle Long, who I know a little bit, and Chris Long, who I know a little bit, they both tweeted like, this is the best thing I've seen. This is so funny. And Howie's not on social media. So at least not that I could find. And so I was away from my phone this afternoon at my kids' Halloween parade. And I get back and sure enough, I have a text from Howie saying that, like, we had a lot of laughs on the Long family text chain. You look like my long lost younger brother. Great job. Great job. And I was like, Howie!
How cool is that?
It's really cool.
That is so amazing. Well, you guys always go all out for Good Morning Football. I chose to wear a bald cap for the very first time in my life. Sunday morning, I was in the makeup chair at about 4:30 in the morning. It was literally down to the wire, KB. They were like, mm-hmm. Bonetta has to get mic'd up. Yeah. She has to get mic'd up. And they're still gluing the beard to my face as Brian Daboll. I'm like stuffing things in my shirt. I'm like trying to like put on these like Air Monarchs, which are a very Pete Carroll shoe. That was the one complaint that I got yesterday. They were like, you did Daboll dirty with the shoes. I should have worn some Jordans. That is, you know what? And I apologize for that. I wore the Monarchs. They were bad. But oh my gosh, it was just like a sprint to get out there. And then finally I put on the headset. I became Brian Daboll. It was one of my favorite Halloween costumes that I've done so far. What did you think? What were your thoughts?
All right. Well, my thoughts are this morning after we do our 3-hour show, the network, our network puts out a poll of like, hey, who won the Good Morning Football Halloween thing? Kyle or Peter or Jason or Jamie? And the first reply is just some fan. And it's a picture of you as Brian Daboll being like, hi. And we're like, Jamie was incredible. We ran it on the show today because we had talked a week ago and you said it's like the biggest I've ever done. And I was like, you know what I thought? I was like, is this maniac going to be like Roger Goodell? And I'm like, that's high stakes poker right there. But instead you went with Daboll and just smashed a 500-foot home run out of the park, bald cap, beard, everything. You ask me, I will ask you. It was not a great day for Brian Daboll, but did you hear from him about your costume?
So there was Emmanuel Sanders was just like, I need to text him right now. He wasn't 100% sure it was me. So he sent a picture to Daboll. And then Daboll was just like, who the hell is that? Then Emmanuel comes up and he goes, this is Rachel, right? Like we had already met, we had talked, he knows who I am, but he wanted to confirm because I was so not looking like myself. He's like, I just want to make sure that it is you before I tell Daboll. So I think he approved. He was also texting Cynthia Freeland. He said, I think he got a good laugh out of it, but it was very fun. I think the higher stakes poker would have been, I thought about this. And I don't want to totally
go on.
Kick it to the curb. I thought about being Rich for a good minute. And I think Rich thought that I was being him because I wore a Jets jersey. I wore a Jets sweater to get ready yesterday. And he walked in and he was like, what are you doing? And I was just like, no, it's not what you think. It's not what you think.
All right.
But that could be
good.
Well,
it's funny you say that because when you do Halloween and even if you crush it, people like you and me who commit and like to show out on days like this, there's always that like November 1st is for what are you going to be next year? What's next year's idea? How do you top it? How do you beat it? So you might already have your answer, Bonetta.
I might. I just got to be really nice to Rich for Rich Eisen for like the next year so that I can do no wrong by the time October 31st rolls around. Okay, real quick, KB, I know you probably have so many trick-or-treatings outings to do today with your two little ones, but there's this thing that's going viral on TikTok and you're basically building your ultimate night out. Okay, so I wanted to build the ultimate night out for NFL players, coaches. So I'm going to go through my list and you tell me if you think that this is a good night out and if you have any additions or changes, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, who is my right-hand man? Who is like my wingman? I'm rolling up to the club with this guy. We are going all out on Halloween. Maybe we even have matching costumes. Either one, but hopefully both of the Kelseys. I want Travis. Mm. I want Jason. They are, I think, the most fun pair. We saw Jason yesterday on Sunday wearing the Batman mask. We saw his brother, Travis, in the stands watching the Eagles game. What do you think about that? Do you think those would be two solid wingmen for the night?
Can't really beat it. Also, if you feel like the wheels coming off and going to like a karaoke deal, Jason has a Christmas album coming out and he like has apparently a great singing voice. So he's into that. They're certainly pick up the checks. There'll be all kinds of food and drinks and everything. Tough to beat the Kelseys. I would certainly take them over even, you know, the Watts or the Mannings. I think the Kelseys are really like the people's brothers right now. With due respect to the McCourties, I guess. I should probably watch what I say, but I would go with the Kelseys.
There you go. The People's Brothers could be like a WWE tag team wrestling, which like, you know, post football. I don't know. There's something there. Okay. Who is the dad of the group? Like who's kind of like over in the corner making sure everyone's okay. I'm going Kirk Cousins. I don't know. Besides like an NFL coach, who else could be a more fatherly figure than Kirk Cousins, right? That seems pretty funny.
I mean, Cousins is going to just be setting up shop, draining those bottomless root beers at TGI Fridays, and he's going to be ready to drive you. He's going to drive safe. He's going to be 10-2. I could throw out Daniel Jones maybe for even less personality and more safety, but Cousins is like a first balloter guy.
Okay. Who is going all out on their Halloween costume? I kind of went, this is not going to be what you expect. I'm going Bill Belichick, because if you remember, I can't remember who it was that invited him to like the roller skating. Thank you, Randy Moss. And he showed up full pirate costume. His girlfriend, Linda, I believe, was also in like a pirate kind of wenchy vibe. He went all out. And I think that he could do it again. I'm going Bill Belichick.
It's one of the great pieces of NFL films tape is him showing up on roller skates with a cutlass and a patch. He's probably got a bleeping parrot. But Randy's like, I want to ask you, coach, like, can you come?
You don't have
and
to.
Bell's like, what's not to love about Halloween? It's kids and candy. And he just goes all in. So I think it's a great one.
Absolutely. Okay. Who are we running into the club that it's like, I don't really want to see this person. I'm going Russell Wilson. I think things could get heated. I don't want to know what he's doing in the club. He's probably in the corner stretching, doing some like sun salutations. I don't want to know, and I don't want to see it. I'm going Russell Wilson.
I feel like your encounter with Russell Wilson, this would be for me, not for you. It would be like also like in the bathroom too, where it's like quiet and you can talk and it's even more awkward because you don't want to touch each other. I certainly don't want that. I'll give you another one. You know who I just really don't want to run into? It'd be a big buzzkill, and it's a guy I really like. I don't want to run into Dan Campbell right now. It's so much, and I feel like he'd be like, bro, here's the thing, man. We have so much heart, and I'm like, ah, Dan, I love you, man. I wish it wouldn't have gone that way.
I know. That's like, oh my gosh.
They just can't
win a
game.
Talk about him later in the show. They can't.
They don't know how to win a game. I don't want
Dan to go, though. I don't want him to get fired because he's my favorite coach in the NFL. Okay, last but not least, who is our designated driver? Who is getting us home safe and sound? But besides Kirk Cousins, I guess we don't really need one. I'm going my guy, Pete Carroll. I think he takes us home. We got a little nice Werther's original on the pillow laid out for us. He tucks us in. He gives us a little kiss on the forehead. And that's the night. I'm going Pete Carroll. He gets us home safe.
He definitely does, and he talks a lot too, and there's a lot of chatter, and yet I'm gonna zag here, and I want to get me home safe. I want the most electric human being in sports entertainment. I want Brian Daboll as played by Rachel Bonetta, and we're home. That's it. It's a home run. I want that's my guy / my girl.
Just blasting tunes the whole way through. KB, you are a maniac. I love how as committed we both are to Halloween. It is the most fun thing to watch on TV on this day. Go get your trick or treat on. Are you ingesting the candy? Are you doing the taste test for the kids all night long? Is your stomach
peanut butter
like
cups and Laffy Taffy, baby? All is my mother's milk all night. All I don't discriminate by flavors. I eat the weird green apple ones. I eat the banana ones. Nasty, I'll eat them all. Don't care.
KB, you're the best. We will see you in Germany.
Danke.
Woohoo. Thank you, KB, for always joining the show. I am very excited for our adventures in Germany. Make sure you are paying close attention to what we are up to. We might go and see a soccer game, and we've been told that there might be beer thrown at us. So can't wait for that, baby. Back in the soccer mix. Okay, coming up next, we are going to do a preview of Thursday Night Football. And I am getting to my best things and worst things that I saw. And I might get emotional. I might get upset about a few things because there's something that is really upsetting me today. So don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Look at your neighbor and say, secure the bag.
All right, y'all, it's time to talk about Thursday Night Football, and we got a doozy this week, and I don't know if I mean doozy in a good way. Eagles, Texans. Actually, this is going to be very good because this is just cementing Eagles into all of us thinking they are going absolutely undefeated the rest of the way. They are a 13-point favorite. They came off their bye.
Ridiculous.
And played the Steelers. What did you say?
I said it's ridiculous.
It's just they're unstoppable. You got Jason Kelce wearing the Batman mask, just full belly that was out.
So good.
I love him for it. The Eagle. Okay, let me just list the rest of your games, Graver, and you tell me if there's any game that you think, oh, that's dicey. And you can't just say this because they're playing the Titans. Okay, the rest of their games: Texans, easy. Commanders, done. Colts, done. Packers, unless there's a miracle and the Packers pull it together in the next few weeks, easy win for the Eagles. Titans, easy. Sorry, Giants.
Easy.
Come on, easy. Giants. Bears, Cowboys, Saints, and then Giants again.
Okay.
Those are all very winnable games, I think, for the Eagles. Do you disagree?
The Eagles will be favored in every game for the rest of the season, unless they hit like a weird rough patch or Jalen Hurts gets hurt or something bad. But it is the NFL.
Cowboys is sticky.
Cowboys twice. Like one of those games. The Cowboys. Oh, they already played the Cowboys once. They already beat the Cowboys once.
Giants twice.
Right. Yeah. Giants are a scrappy team that are well coached. They may not have as much talent as the Eagles. But that is like I do think the Titans, the Giants, and the Cowboys, and even the Saints. I mean, the Saints defense was amazing against the Raiders this past weekend. Their offense is coming together.
Yes.
So I don't think the Eagles will go undefeated, but I don't think it's because any of these teams are better than them. It's just because it's the NFL. They're going to have one week where like they commit too many penalties and like a ball bounces into somebody else's hands and like a ball gets deflected and like weird stuff happens and they just lose because of that. But I do think they have a chance to go 16-1 or something like that.
Next time Cynthia Freeland is on our podcast, we got to ask her how the odds have changed as the season goes on. Because I remember like the first few games, the Eagles had a couple games under their belt, a couple of wins, and the percentage was still very, very small. But as are we coming into week 9?
Yeah, we are.
No.
This is the first game of week 9.
Gross. How sad is that? We're going into week 9, so I'm sure that percentage has changed quite a bit, and I'm curious to see what it's at now. But in terms of this game, Eagles are favored by 13. They are 5-2 against the spread so far this season. This is just like, it's a team that's ready for prime time. I know the Eagles have historically done pretty well in prime time. The Texans absolutely have not. I just feel like up on a stage, a big show, Eagles are tap dancing their way into the bright lights of Hollywood, and the Texans are like behind the curtain being like, I don't want to go out there. I'm going to throw up or pee my pants.
The Texans are like, hey, we're close to the first overall pick. We just got to keep losing.
We just got to hang in there, baby.
The Eagles, I mean, the Eagles were preparing for this game on Sunday. They sat Jalen Hurts for almost the entire fourth quarter because they know it's a short week. The Texans, meanwhile, I don't know if you caught the Titans-Texans game. The Titans threw 10 passes, including just one in the second half. They rushed for 314 yards as a team, which is the most any team has run for this season. The Texans are allowing the most rushing yards of any team this season, obviously boosted now by that game, too. But that is like a physical game that they just had to play on Sunday. Now they have a short turnaround against a really good team that can also run the ball, even if their quarterback is their best runner on the team.
Jalen Hurts can scoot around, too. Like, I would love to see some rushing touchdowns from him.
I think we're going to see multiple, and this is the kind of game where Jalen Hurts didn't play in the fourth quarter on Sunday. He might not play in the fourth quarter again this Thursday night.
I mean, do you really need to play in any of the quarters? You threw 3 touchdowns before halftime on Sunday. Like, you're good to chill.
So
have a snack.
I'm definitely picking the Eagles. Are you picking the Eagles?
That's amazing. I'm absolutely picking the Eagles to cover the 13 as well.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk about the best things and the worst things that I saw all weekend. I'm just warning you, Graver, there are some... We got to talk about some serious things in this one. Some serious upsetting things.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
It's the best.
Guys, so many fun things from week 8. One of the best things that I saw is just Christian McCaffrey balling out. He had a rushing touchdown. He caught a touchdown. He threw a touchdown? The man is absolutely a ledge to kick things off. And I got to say, the 49ers are super fun. You know who else is super fun? The Seahawks right now. I was about 2 seconds away from buying a Geno Smith jersey yesterday. I'm still thinking about it. I'm going to Germany. I'm going to see the Bucks. I'm going to see the Seahawks. I might be solidifying myself as a full-time Geno Smith stan when I'm in Germany. I love Pete Carroll getting a flag for celebrating yesterday. And apparently the ref said, what did he say, Graver? He called them the Seattle Mariners. Like he was totally in the wrong sport.
Yeah, that was a really weird moment where Jerome Boger went to make the call and he just said the flag was on the Seattle Mariners. Broadcasters are like, he just said Mariners. But yes, it was on Pete Carroll. He's so fun. Just chewing his gum on the sideline all the time.
Just chewing his gum, throwing his little flip phones when he gets mad. Okay, so those were the best things that I saw. And I got to get to the worst thing I saw. This is actually really, really bumming me out. First things first, we saw a fan getting a haircut during a Lions game yesterday. Like, just A, disrespectful. B, how did you get clippers in? I get my bag checked every single little pocket every single time.
Right.
Sometimes I have to bring clear bags into stadiums. I can't even have my regular bag. This man brought clippers in. I don't know how that happened.
But also, that's also, gross.
Guy, it's gross. Yeah, all of a sudden,
hair
you're, like,
going
drinking
everywhere?
Your beer and then like a little break. Hair flies into
ugh,
it. And I'm
ugh,
like, what? Is the guy getting his hair cut? It's disrespectful. Okay, cheer on your team. The Lions, they are not doing well. We have been very vocal about being Lions lovers on this pod. They have had so many close games. I can't imagine what it's like to be a Lions fan right now. They only had like one blowout, one really bad game against the Patriots a couple of weeks ago. But then they went on their bye, and they've had two very close games against the Cowboys. And then yesterday's game against the and now there are some vocal fans that have come out calling for the firing of our favorite coach in the NFL. And that is by far the worst thing that I have heard all week. I get it that there needs to be changes. Dan Campbell fired his defensive backs coach today. Aubrey Pleasant, they are trying to close that gap and win these very winnable close games. But I just think that he is, and maybe this is just me being sensitive and emotional, but like, do you remember last season when the Lions won their first game? And
yes.
It came later in the season. The Lions were so bad. Everyone's like, oh, they're getting the first round pick next year. They were so bad. They won their first game and they gave the game ball to Dan Campbell. I will never forget that.
Oh, yeah.
He is an emotional guy. We saw them on Hard Knocks. He's like working out with them. He is in the trenches with these guys. He is loved by this team. And I understand that they can't close the gap and they can't win these games. And they're just having all of these close losses and it's painful to watch, but I just feel like he can get it done next year. Okay. I'm already looking towards next year for the Lions. Not this year. This year's things have already gone. It's bad. But next year, I feel like he can pick up a couple more weapons, straighten out that defense, get his coaches right, and things could change. But don't give up on him.
No.
Get
another high draft pick, add some more blue chip talent. And the Lions owner, Sheila Ford Hamp, said earlier, you know, before this latest loss to the Dolphins, but last week, mm-hmm. she said she still feels that Coach Dan Campbell and General Manager Brad Holmes are the right people to lead the rebuild. So they still have the faith from the ownership. Fans might be getting frustrated, but it's not always a quick process to turn around. Sometimes it is for some teams, but the Lions have such a history of not being good that sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If I was a Lions fan, I would obviously I'd be disappointed that all of these games are losses, but like, you're in the mix. You're keeping up with the Dolphins. You are keeping up with the Cowboys. You are keeping up with these other teams that are like decently good. Who else? I mean, the Patriots game was bad. Yes. We're crossing that off the list. Vikings was a close game. They beat the Commanders. The game one of the season. they were 3 points shy of tying it up with the Eagles. Eagles 38, Lions 35. If I were a Lions fan, I'd be so stoked that my team was actually in games this season.
They put
because 40, last year they weren't.
Right. They put 45 on the Seahawks, who the last 3 weeks, the Seahawks have allowed 9 points, 23 points,
their
and 13 points.
Alive.
It's come alive. But the Lions dropped 45 on them. So, like, there's some positive things you can take. From
Lions fans,
process.
There are so many positives this season as a whole. I know it sucks to keep on losing, but Dan Campbell is your guy. I don't want to lose him as an NFL head coach, just being able to watch him and listen to his weird post-game press conferences. I don't want to lose that. I don't want to lose that in my life. So please don't let it happen. I love the Lions. That is by far the worst thing that I've seen this Monday morning. Guys, that is our show. That is it. That is all. We are going to be back on Friday to preview week 9, Graver.
Already?
I feel like I have a little baby. And
halfway.
I just had the baby, and now they're 5 years old, and I'm like, stop growing up.
They grow up so fast, Rachel.
These kids grow up so fast. These NFL seasons go by so quickly nowadays. Don't forget to subscribe to our show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And ooh, by the way, NFL Plus is the league's new exclusive video streaming subscription service. NFL Plus has your game day covered with live, local, and primetime regular season and postseason games right on your phone or tablet. NFL Plus is available in the NFL app and at NFL.com. Subscription plans start at just $4.99 a month, and fans can visit plus.nfl.com and sign up for a free trial of NFL Plus today. And if you are listening to the audio, this show streams on Tuesday, 9:30 p.m., 12:30 a.m. on the NFL channel. We will see you guys on Friday previewing week 9. Make it slow down. Bye.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.